Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Houshmandzadeh for the touchdown.
You want NFL experience?
Manning lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
Then this is the show for you with LeVar Arrington.
F Tom Brady. You know what? I take it back.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
They lose first round. Mike McCarthy's out of there.
And Plaxico Burress.
Tom Brady's no longer there. It's turned into a dictatorship up there in New England.
Three of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Hey, it's time to go hunt now.
Welcome in to hour number two. We're broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah, if you missed hour one, you can always go check us out. Search Up on Game. You also can check out the other content that we put out there as well. Super dope. It's Up on Game Presents. Wherever it is you get your podcast from, you want to check us out on the Twitter, hit up at Hush84, at Plaxico Burress, at Fox Sports Radio. I'm at LeVar Arrington. You can also listen live on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR or Fox Sports Radio. All right, fellas, we got a legendary moment with Rashad Jennings this week, and I thought it was pretty cool talking with Rashad. He's a pretty cerebral dude. Has some very, very cool and creative thoughts and kind of perspectives on how life works. Here's Rashad Jennings with this week's legendary moment.
Up on Game presents Conversations with a Legend. And now, this is your legendary moment.
My last question to you is legacy. What's the one thing that when it's all said and done, you would like to be remembered for?
That's a deep one. One, I always say that if I'm known just as a running back, I'm a failure. For sure, 100%, I failed everybody. God has given me so many driven inklings and different styles of talents that if I'm not exploring those, I'm truly a failure. I would like to be remembered as a man that strived for greatness. Now, there's a quote I'll give you.
Okay.
It's not a quote I live by, but it's a quote written in such a way that if somebody were to shadow my life and have to take notes, on how I'm succeeding, it may inspire them to write these words. And it's the master in art of living shows little distinction between his work and his play, his labor and his leisure, his love and his religion. He just simply pursues everything he does with excellence, leaving others to decide, is he working or is he playing? But to him, he's always doing both. And that's how I want to be remembered.
Profound, my G. And I like that. Appreciate I subscribe it. To that.
I definitely subscribe to that. I mean, I thought it was a profound word. I mean, so many times, and then every time we do a conversation with legends, it's always end off the conversation with asking what you want your lasting legacy to be when it's all said and done. And, you know, I thought that was a very, very enlightened answer. I mean, what was y'all's takeaway from that? I mean, I thought it was pretty deep. Anybody there? Is that am I here?
Yeah, oh man, yeah, it was, no, Plex. Plex had been responding.
Is anyone out there? Are y'all there?
No,
I mean, y'all watching these games?
Hey, but you got to think though. Rashad Jennings, if I'm not mistaken, played at Liberty football
in Virginia.
If I'm not mistaken, and so that quote was that's pretty good.
Educated.
Yeah, it's educated. And so when he quote. Said that, it was just like, I remember him playing with the Giants. He always seemed as if he carried himself just a little differently than just what we're accustomed to. And when you hear him quote himself in that manner, it was like, I was like, wow. You know, I'm listening to what he was saying, and I can't even remember verbatim exactly what it was. But when you just hear it, it's like, ah, okay. He's a different dude, dancing with the stars. I mean, he pretty much made a career for himself in football when we all know it wasn't supposed to go as far as it did, considering how he got into the league. And so – again, I don't know. I've met him. We said what's up here and there, but a different dude, very smart guy. Wish nothing but the best for him.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, with Rashad playing here, I have had the opportunity to sit down and rap with him, you know, from time to time. And just like you say, man, you just know when you're having a conversation with somebody that they are out of the box thinker. And I think for him, you know, going through the injuries and dealing with the business side of football, he already knows that he doesn't need football to continue on to what he wants to accomplish in life. I mean, look at what he's done. It's like you said, the man went on the Dance of the Stars, won that. He has a New York
best-seller book.
Yeah. In life. So you just know that, you know, when you in the presence of certain people, and you just sit back and just listen, you know, to what they have to say and how they think. You just know that, you know, they are a little bit, you know, different and special. And for him to be able to walk away from the game of football, like what you play 5 or 6 years at running back and step away from it, and now you're even having more success with something that you wanted to do as a little kid, man, all you can do is tip your hat to him.
I just found his conversation to be very, very, like I said, it's enlightening. It was profound. That quote, in terms of what your legacy is, it totally embodies.
Hey, do you remember the quote, LeVar?
I could not give it back to you. I would have to look at it. But it basically kind of embodies you're working to be great. And it doesn't matter if you're working in your work life or in your personal life. If it's your leisure or not, you're always doing things in a way where you can't decipher between the two. It's like, is he working or is he having fun? It doesn't matter, because no matter what it is that is being done, I'm ultimately trying to be the best that I can possibly be.
And I always say that, you know, it doesn't matter what you do in life. If you love what you do, then it's not work.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
If you love what you do, it's not work. And I always believe that.
You know, I'll say this, because you're not always in a position to do exactly what it is that you love. But if you love competing, if you love being great, if you love making a difference, that to me is an ultimate. It's a difference maker. You know, you're not gonna like everything about everything you love. And in those moments, you got to figure out, how do you give the same effort? How do you handle it with the same grace or the same approach that you would? And it's just all about how you create a standard for yourself and how you want to be perceived, how you want to be received, and the results that you're going for. I just, you know, for me, I feel like it's such a dope thing. Like, you know, we do radio, right? And we do broadcasting. We do media. And so many times I'm asked, like, you know, how do you like doing media? Do you like it? It's like something that kind of came about just because I didn't like the way people talked about me. You know, it's like there was such a misnomer, so many misnomers, so many like wrong conclusions about who I am as a person. Like, could I put two sentences together? You know, different things. Like, even when I met TJ, like, just the amount of misconceptions or non-accurate. Like, even when I met y'all, like, the things that I had heard about y'all. Like, I just always wanted to be a part of being something positive and being raw and being real. And so that's why I love doing media and I love doing what I'm doing, because we get an opportunity to speak real. Like Don and Scott have given us an opportunity to be on a platform where we could be nationally syndicated, just speaking real. You know, we don't get to use profanity or anything like that. We're not on podcasts or anything where it's raw and uncut like that raw. But this is as raw and as real as you get. And I love to be able to have the opportunity for us to paint the picture of who we are and ultimately have the ability to help give others the opportunity to paint the picture that they paint. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. It's pretty cool because, I mean, everybody told me y'all were a-holes when I met, you know, before I met y'all. And I know y'all was told a few things about what I was. Wow. And you know what? Like, I mean, honestly, like, people wouldn't sit there and be like, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress are going to do an intelligent radio show every week. Like, they wouldn't do that. Like, that's
they
not.
They might have said radio show. They probably would have left out the word intelligent.
Yeah, well, there you go. It's certainly, I mean, there's always going to be what people draw up as their conclusions or what their, you know, what their perceptions of reality are going to be. And then to have the opportunity to actually put yourself in a position where you can dispel some of those rumors and you can make it so that who you are really shines through and what it is that you're doing. And we're fortunate enough to have the opportunity to do that in this radio forum. So anyway, shouts out to Rashad Jennings, man. That's a dope quote, dope interview I had with him. You want to hear the whole entire interview, just check out Up On Game podcast. It's on under Up On Game Presents, actually. It's wherever you get your podcast, you can check it out. So shouts out to him. On the other side of the break, we're going to bring in our boy. Yeah, that's right. Rhett Butler's in again. We got a big ass fight tonight. Y'all boy Plant and Benavidez. How you say it?
Benavidez.
Yeah, I just call him David B. I mean, the dude is a knockout artist. And I'll tell you what, he's going up against a pretty awesome fighter. Both were champions. One is a champion. So we'll talk to our man, Rhett Butler from Pretty Left Hook, about that on the other side of this break. You're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back. Fade it.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code UPONGAME and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code UPONGAME. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back in. Sup on game. That's right. Hey, listen, our next guest coming on, the dude is a critically acclaimed fight game analyst, a journalist, just all-around well-rounded media personality that covers all aspects of the fight game. Our man Rhett Butler from Pretty Left Hook Podcast on the Up On Game Network. You can get him at Rhett Butler. That's Rhett E. Butler on the Twitter sphere. There's a big fight. David Benavidez, that's how you say it?
Benavidez
and my man Caleb Plant, they're going to get it on tonight. Rhett, you in? You here? You present?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Man, amazing fight tonight, guys. Super middleweight action at its best. David Benavidez, Caleb Plant. First and foremost, everybody got to stop saying the best are not fighting the best. Y'all only talking about Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford at this point.
There we
David
go.
David Benavidez versus Caleb Plant is a huge fight. And honestly, candidate for fight of the year, VAR.
I hear you.
Guys, this is going to be amazing for multiple reasons. There's real bad blood. It is not manufactured, folks. They had a fight in 2018 in the gym, namely Jose Benavidez Jr., which is David's older brother. They don't like this guy, Caleb Plant. They all known each other from the amateurs. And it's deeply rooted bad blood, not only from not liking each other through the ropes, and a little fight that they had where basically the Benavidez brothers beat up Plant's trainer at the time.
Ooh.
But really, when we get down to it, Caleb feels like the Benavidez family had talked some trash about the death of his daughter, who died at 19 months, unfortunately, of pneumonia. So this is like really deep-seated in terms of how each team feels about each other, and there's a lot to prove on the line tonight.
Wow. Hmm.
Now, when you look at this fight, I look at it from the perspective of Benavidez, the way he comes at you in the fight is he's going to pressure you. He's going to throw a ton of punches. When Caleb Plant fought Canelo, he succumbed to the pressure. Was it more mental than physical? And I'm a big fan of his new trainer, Bradman. Just the way he mentally breaks fights down and helps his fighters out. Do you believe he's going to be able to help Plant get over the hurdle? Because when he fought Darrell, I don't know if that may be fool's gold, thinking Caleb Plant is a one-punch knockout artist.
Right. No, that's a great point. I do think he can help Plant get deeper into the fight, similar to what he did with Canelo. I think that Caleb Plant has a great shot tonight, but to be quite honest, and I'm going to give my prediction a little early, I do think this is going to be David Benavidez's night. Benavidez right now is on a 3-knockout streak, yeah, against great guys. His last fight, he knocked out David Lemieux. Yeah, he got a little bit of miles on him, but David Lemieux is still a top-tier fighter. I mean, at this point, David Benavidez is on a crash course with Canelo Alvarez. Everybody feels like Canelo's been ducking David Benavidez. And for Caleb Plant, yes, All he has to do is look good tonight, to be quite honest. I don't see him winning, but I do think that if he looks great, it says enough about his new trainer, to your point. But I think that David Benavidez is a go-forward fighter. He's a true Mexican fighter, and he got a lot right now to keep his zero alive as well as get to that Canelo Alvarez shot. Mm.
He doesn't only have zeros, Rhett. He's blanking people like with that
he's
zero.
Blanking
like, he is like he's knocking them out. Like
they don't want to fight him. They don't want to fight David.
They don't want to fight him.
They don't want to fight him.
He's the boogeyman. He's the boogeyman in the super middleweight division. And to be quite honest, you're talking about a Mexican from Arizona versus eventually, if he's successful tonight, a true Mexican from Mexico and Canelo. That is a huge, huge fight. Canelo's next fight is in Guadalajara, Jalisco, Mexico, his hometown. So we know that Canelo
fighting nobody. Fighting nobody.
He's fighting nobody, but it's a stay busy fight for the to get into the winner of Plant Benavidez. Mm. And guess what? Benavidez could have took a stay busy fight against Jose Uzacategui, but he decided to fight Plant because he knows we wanted the respect. So what did he do? Let me take Caleb Plant, who I know really wants this, has a huge chip on his shoulder, and really don't like me. That's a huge risk for Benavidez right now.
What do you make of yesterday in the weigh-in with Plant putting his finger in Benavidez's face, and Benavidez just kind of took it? He kind of responded, but he didn't respond the way I thought he would have.
You know what? We get paid on Saturday night, TJ. Listen. Give me my money, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing what Benavidez is doing. I'm going to stay focused. Yeah, it's cool. It's cute. We get it paid Saturday night, though.
So you're saying it was Apollo Creed and Ivan Drago. Hey, so all right. So I wanted to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying about the whole, fighting. Why am I blanking on my guy?
Canelo?
Thank you. So –
yeah.
If this fight were to happen, because I know Canelo has evolved. Like, I saw the Canelo Mayweather fight. I saw that in person, actually. I was there. He's evolved a whole lot. He's matured a ton.
Absolutely.
Since that fight. How much has he changed? How much has his game evolved from then, Rhett? And how much does that play a part in having a fight like this on the horizon for Canelo? With Canelo actually be in danger of losing this fight? I thought Floyd was in danger of losing that fight to Canelo.
How?
I thought he was in danger.
And on it, what planet?
Oh, it was.
Man, Canelo didn't win more than three rounds against Floyd.
Going into that fight, that was the most legit fight that Floyd had to lose.
And no out of any chance. Other fight.
Maybe no chance.
Name another fight that he had any type of odds of losing that fight versus guy.
Made him look like a child.
Man, Canelo didn't win more than three rounds, LeVar.
Oh my God.
There would never be a rematch because
I understand.
Canelo got embarrassed so bad on this fight that he would not even attempt.
I mean, some people thought
step in the ring with Floyd
going
Mayweather,
into that fight.
Some people thought that Oscar De La Hoya was going to beat Mayweather.
Nah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
Nah. Absolutely.
That was before Floyd became Floyd. Like, that was way early.
When was he not Floyd?
Later on in his career, when it became Money Mayweather, and it became what it was, the only person in that era where everybody was paying attention to the money team and all this other stuff, Canelo was the fight. Yes or no, Rhett? Just tell me I'm wrong. Was
no,
that
no,
not the
right.
fight?
I mean,
no, he's not right about that.
That was the fight.
Canelo was up and coming at that time. He wasn't what he is today, so it was not the fight because he wasn't what he is today.
Please. I mean,
But to Var's point, Canelo was the young gun aiming for a guy that everybody said was cherry-picking. We all know Floyd is the best, but people were claiming he was cherry-picking, and we do know that Canelo at that time was at a prime. He was a young guy.
That was a prime.
But that was a dangerous fight, for sure, to Var's point.
It was a dangerous fight. That's what it was built up to be. Name another – y'all said Oscar De La Hoya. Like, that's in the beginning. That's when Floyd was Canelo. Like, to
exactly.
me, when you're
very
looking at that fight between Canelo and Floyd, that was the fight that everyone said, if there's a fight out there for Floyd to lose,
right.
this would be the
right.
fight. I'm not making that up. That's what everybody was saying.
No,
I'm not,
right.
That's
and,
not
and,
an
and,
opinion. I'm just telling y'all and, what was being stated.
Right, I don't know how many people thought Canelo was going to beat Floyd. I don't know.
I didn't.
I'm going to look back at the boxing odds for that year, but I think what it did was it solidified that Floyd is an excellent tactician. and Canelo got a boxing lesson for sure.
Yes, he did.
But Tavares' original question, I think that Canelo right now in the super middleweight division is on a tear. He clearly is out of his depth with Dmitry Bivol in light heavyweight division. He tried to do it after he beat Sergey Kovalev. However, Dmitry Bivol is another completely different animal. And to be quite honest, in super middleweight division, I think David Benavidez is more akin to Dmitry Bivol. So to answer your question directly, LeVar, Canelo has a lot on his hands with David Benavidez. This is the guy that could usurp the crown at the super middleweight level, and Canelo has all the belts. Tonight is for the interim WBC super middleweight, so it's a direct line for Canelo's.
And watch what he do. Watch what he does after this. Is he gonna fight him? It looked like he'd been ducking. Mm-hmm. People keep David Morrell can fight too. It's not too many people won't. They don't want to fight him either.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Who are you saying Canelo's going to duck him?
Yeah, I'm saying that.
What do you think, right?
I hope not, because I think Canelo's taking on challenges right now. But, you know, boxing politics are boxing politics. We got to see. But I think anything can happen, and I do think Canelo wants to continue this line in his career of taking the right guys. Yes, we know John Ryder is a tune-up fight, so we're going to count him out. But guess what? That's for Mexico, right? Beat up a guy for the fans. He ain't fought home in a long time.
Hey, but you know what he says, though, Rhett? Hey, LeVar, so this is what Canelo has said. I don't want to fight Benavidez because he hasn't fought anybody, but you'll fight three and four other guys that have never fought anyone either.
But he can't say that after tonight, though.
Right.
I'm just saying.
He can't say it after tonight. So this is a prove it. So this is a step up, prove it fight for Benavidez.
Yeah. And his WBC belt will be on the line if he doesn't take a fight against the winner of tonight's fight.
Huh. So it's almost like a mandatory type of deal?
Yeah, because this is for the interim. So after that, you have to go and fight the real champion, which is Canelo.
Ooh, I love that. That's our man, Rhett Butler, man. Pretty Left Hook podcast on Up On Game Network. Anything else you working on? You write for Shadow League. Like,
absolutely.
What else you got going on before we let you go, my guy?
Man, we working on a whole lot, man. Just all day representing that Up On Game brand. You know doing, man. Check us out all day at Pretty Left Hook Podcast on IG. Everything Var, TJ, and Plax are doing, man. It's one family. Let's go.
Yes. Pretty Left Hook followed by Right Cross. Bang, bang.
We appreciate you. And you know what, guys? If you're still overpaying for a razor in this economy, it's gross. With the Dollar Shave Club, you can get a top shelf shave at a regular shelf price. Dollar Shave Club is available at a store near you in the men's razor aisle. That is it. That is the ad. But you know what it isn't it for? My man Isaac Lohenkron. Well, until he finishes this update, that is. What's up, Outlaw? What you got?
You guys have been particularly feisty today.
Yeah, you
and
know,
because like
TJ
it.
Was on FS1, man. Yeah. You know, that's all.
All right.
You know what I mean? That's all this is, Ilo.
But
that's
I also like the passion that you have in talking about the fight game, the sweet science, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, it is a sweet science.
You know.
Mm-hmm. A mix of pugilism and strength and skill,
yeah.
Right?
All
right.
You know what? Back in the day, I had some boxing experience under my belt. You know what my main strength was?
What was it?
Bleeding.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. They get
hey,
opened up, huh?
They said I had the fastest clotting time in the state.
Oh, wow.
Beat that. Thank you.
You had to bleed a lot for them to figure
that
out.
I'm telling you. We're gonna go from
what'd you say, Plex? Wait a minute.
Yeah, Plex, what?
So that means you was getting chipped up?
I prefer to think of it as lulling my foes into a false sense of security.
Yeah, there it is.
From boxing to baseball, today New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone told reporters starting pitcher Luis Severino gonna miss at least his first start of the regular season due to a low grade right lat strain and will most likely go on the injured list to begin the regular season. The Elite Eight of the NCAA tournament tips off tonight starting at 6:09 Eastern with the East Region Championship game between 3-seed Kansas State and 9-seed Florida Atlantic, followed at 8:49 Eastern by the West Region Championship game between 3-seed Gonzaga and 4-seed UConn. You know, it's the first time in NCAA tournament history that all 4 1-seeds have been gone before the Elite Eight, because on Friday night, 1-seed Alabama lost to 5-seed San Diego State. San Diego State in the Elite Eight for the first time ever. 1-seed Houston dispatched by 5-seed Miami. Miami in the Elite Eight for the second straight season. Also advancing to the Elite Eight on Friday night, Texas for the first time in 15 years, and Creighton for the first time since 1941.
Wow.
Fellas, back to you.
Well,
hey, Isaac Scott reported. They say, hey, man, I'll tell you one thing about that guy, Isaac Lohenkron. He hasn't won a lot of fights, but a guy sure can't take a punch.
Great clotting time. See, I take that as a compliment. No weaknesses.
You got to be able to take that punch, Allo, and I appreciate it, man. You know what? And a man that can admit that he can take a punch and clot up quick, man, I tell you what, that takes a special dude. I will say that.
My tactics included screaming and begging. Back to you.
Wolverine.
Screaming and begging. Hey, all right, guys. So just real quick, I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on Thursday night flexing. And after this, you know, coming up on the other side of this, we do have up on game, down on game, just so you guys know, we will wrap up the show with that. But the NFL's talking about creating a flex schedule for Thursday night. Are you in on this? Do you feel good about it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? I have a mixed bag on it because I'm trying to figure out how do you go about doing it successfully without messing up, you know, somebody's week, you know, once we get into the set season of what the schedule is going to be. Like, I can understand maybe flexing a Sunday night game, but changing the game altogether could be, to me, that could prove difficult. I don't know. I mean, I'm wondering if you guys, you know, y'all tell me I'm wrong all the time. So I hope y'all give me a solution here.
There's
no solution.
This is way off subject. I just got a video sent to me. My son's basketball team, he goes to the free throw line with no time left, down one. We won the game. I just got to put that out.
Shouts out to Crew.
Yeah, yeah. Hey.
Yeah, Crew.
Hey, knock both free throws down. And it was funny. We was just talking about the young lady from Utah that missed the free throws against LSU last night. Felt so bad for her, sitting on the bench crying. I was just talking to him about that. But on the football.
Yeah.
Man, this is
shots out to Crew, y'all.
You know what I want to say, man?
What you got?
Listen to TJ and what he just said. His son is out there.
Go ahead, shout out. Go ahead, shout out, Eli.
Football. But no, not my son.
Oh, okay.
We are out here giving all our fans all this good up on
game
commentary.
Game.
And TJ is here with us today, and his man is out there competing with the basketball game.
Shots out to TJ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But talking about the football, like on the field, we as players, we may not like getting flexed in the Thursday, or you may have two short weeks or whatever it may be.
No.
But on the back end of that, if you have a coach and a staff that knows what they're doing and the medical staff, you can get some rest after that. To me, this is the concern. It's not so much the players, because we can adjust. We'll adapt. That week of practice will be pretty much a walkthrough every day. This is the problem that I have with it is, what about the fans that have purchased tickets to that Thursday night game that now gets flexed out of Thursday night?
Yeah.
What if you knew you were going, you don't get insurance on your tickets? What happens with your flight?
Yeah, that's a good one.
So that's money that
or
you
or hotel
lose.
Room or whatever it may be.
Now,
I mean, probably cancel it, but, you know.
Cancel it and you lose money. In turn, what about the people that are going to watch that team play that Sunday that now game got pushed to Thursday? You're out of that as well. And so the NFL and football is the best sport in the world, but it's the best sport in the world because of the support of the fans. And we got to be aware and cognizant of that and make sure it's not affecting the people that come to watch us play, their livelihood and the amount of money they spend to watch. We can't take that for granted. And so if they can figure out a way to make that work, we as players, we may not like it, but we'll adjust. We'll adjust to that. We'll adjust to that. I believe the players may not like it, but again, we'll figure out a way to make it work and play good football.
The players may not like it. The adjustment. Listen, I've had a game flexed. Well, I think in 2005, we were playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the Meadowlands, and they flexed us from 1 o'clock to 8 o'clock game because we were playing really well. But when you play a Sunday game and you go into the meeting Monday, that is when the coach and the NFL informs you that your game has been flexed for the following week, not 3 days before.
Exactly.
You know, so in a player's mindset, you know what, man? You know, I got a chance to get my body together, you know, get some soreness out, whatever the case may be. But your preparation changes from Thursday night games to Sunday games. So I just don't see how they can up and come up with this idea and think that it is beneficial to the teams and the players that are going out there and putting this product on the football field every Sunday. How can you go from a Sunday game, you know what, we just got flexed to Thursday. And it makes no sense at all for anybody.
You know what's crazy though, Plex? I didn't have this, but probably a couple times in my career. LeVar maybe could talk about this. There's times where it's Wednesday's practice and guys are like, man, I'm just now starting to feel good from Sunday. It's Wednesday. The game was on Sunday. So you go Monday, Tuesday, and literally on Wednesday, they're like, man, I'm barely starting to feel good. And to turn around and have to play tomorrow, that's tough. But, I mean, we'll adjust.
Guys do adjust. I mean, guys do adjust. And
what about the teams going into the bye week? Are you going to flex a team that's going into the bye week for a Thursday night game?
Is that possible? I don't think so. I doubt that they would flex a team that's going into their bye. It would probably be a game. Like say, for instance, they had a game that was two teams that they assumed were going to be two good matchups for Thursday night. They don't end up being good, so – they both have that game that night. You're going to take a game that's on that slate of games that day or that week, and you're going to say, we're going to put this game in place of that game and put y'all back, you know, in regular 1 p.m. or you know, 11. What is it, 1 or 4?
Right, so basically, what you're saying is you're going to end up with two teams
that stink
playing on a Thursday night game. They're 2-10, and 1 is 1-11, and we're going to let them go out. You know what? We're going to take y'all off Monday night or Sunday night football. We're going to let y'all play on a Thursday night football ship. And
they're going to take them off the Thursday night and put them on a Sunday and put them
The Sunday night and the Monday night platform is not bigger than Thursday night, LeVar.
Yeah, I get that. But the Thursday night is still – that's the only game. That is the only game. And you're trying to get ratings. That's why you're going for a Thursday night game. So if you're going for an audience on a Thursday night game, you're not going to put your poor games on a Thursday night because it doesn't have as much of a draw as Monday night.
Okay, so when you flex the Sunday night, when we flex a Sunday game to a Thursday night game, who is playing in that slot that you're flexing
that
game from?
That's what I'm saying. That's going to come down to how successful the teams are that are on that slate of games, I would assume.
Hey, two teams, their whole week will be just – you got to adjust to
but it affects four teams though because somebody is already playing on that Thursday night.
Oh yeah, the four teams. You know what they're saying? Maybe one or both of these teams. You guys suck. Sorry, figure it out.
and the Thursday night team is like, and the Thursday night original team is like, thank you for letting us play on Sunday.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So to speak, sure. We don't have a short week.
Exactly.
We don't have a short week. But that team that's pretty good, those teams that are pretty good, they're going to have a shorter week because they're going to get flexed to playing on a Thursday night on what would be considered. I mean, I don't know what platform they're going to be on this year.
It doesn't Amazon. Benefit anybody.
It's going to be Amazon again?
Yeah, and I believe because if we recall, man, this past season, them Thursday night games, let's call it what it is, they were trash, bro.
Yeah.
Man, they were so uncompetitive. They weren't competitive games, and so I believe they're trying to – put more competitive games on Thursday night. That I think this is one of the bigger reasons behind it because they were just bad games.
Yep, you're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushmanzada. It's Plexico Burress. I'm LeVar Arrington. On the other side of the break, the Elite Eight tips off today. Yeah, we're gonna place our Up On Game, Down On Game bets. All right, take a quick break. It's Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back to wrap up the show.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. It's
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
All right. Welcome back into the Up On Game. Well, it's the TireRack.com studio, and we're live. Yep, it's TJ Hushmanzada. It's Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. It's time for the progressive play of today. Of the day is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
That'll do it for the first time in NCAA history. Not only are the San Diego State Aztecs going to the Elite Eight, but the Mountain West will be represented in the Elite Eight. They knock off the number one overall seed, the Alabama Crimson Tide, 71-64.
Yep, and that was brought to you by Westwood. What is it, Westwood 1? Westwood won. There you go.
Westwood won.
All right. There you go with the call, with the play of the day. If you missed anything, make sure you check us out at Up On Game. Search it up. You could catch anything and everything that you may have missed during the course of the show. Check out our podcast, too. I mean, you know, subscribe. Go to the website. You know, Up On Game .network is pretty fly spot to go check out what we got going on with all our shows and everything that we're doing. So go give it a go. Without further ado, let's jump into this Up On Game, Down On Game. All right, we won't do any imaging today because obviously we don't know that we have imaging, but that's all right. Let's just jump into it. You got me?
Yeah, I got you.
All right, let's get going and let's it's the Elite Eight. We got the lines on them. Let's knock this down. In fact, by the way, last I checked on the iHeartMedia Sports Fox Sports Radio list of talents that are picking in this March Madness bracket, I'm higher than both guys that are on this show right now. So all right, we'll go.
Man, LeVar, who'd you pick?
I think I'm ranked fifth right now with everything that's taking place, and it's ahead of you, and it is ahead of.
And that just goes to show you, man, with the way it's those number one seeds and the turmoil of what's going on, anybody can win.
Well, I'm ahead of you. So, all right, let's do this this Elite Eight, and let's see what we got going on here, and I'll win this one today as well. Let's go. Let's do this.
All right, today's Elite Eight action. We've got Kansas State taking on Florida Atlantic University.
Yep. FAU.
Kansas State favored by 2 points. Who you guys got?
Favored by two.
Kansas State.
Man, I'm taking Kansas State. Marquise Noel, right. Keontae Johnson. I'm taking the Wildcats of Kansas State. I'll give up the two.
Yeah, man, based off of what I saw yesterday, man, I think they're the best team in the tournament moving forward. not just because they took down my mighty Spartans, but just watching how they operate on offense and Marquise Noel being the floor general for that team. He is the team. So I am going with Kansas State.
I got to tell you, Florida Atlantic is having a magical year. They're having an amazing season. I think
nobody's talking about it. It's crazy.
Well, I'm about to tell you now. I think FAU takes this game. I think they beat Kansas State. So there you go. I'm picking them straight up. Forget the points. FAU is going to win this game.
Mm. All right, second game of today. We got
That's why I'm winning. Go ahead.
We've got UConn taking on Gonzaga. UConn is actually favored in this one by 2.5.
I'm going to go first and keep the theme the same. Gonzaga is going to win this one as well, straight up. Here we go.
Man, wow. I feel like every year we do the same thing with Gonzaga, man. They play in this conference where they really don't play against any other teams. I guess Mount St. Mary's is the best team that they play against in that conference. And every year they seem to end up in this same spot, but they have yet to cross the threshold of getting to the Final Four since Mark Morrison, or whatever his name was.
Adam Morrison.
to win a national championship. So I just think that they won't win this game, and Gonzaga just continues to disappoint when they get in the tournament.
Mm. So you got UConn. Are you taking the points?
No, I'm taking UConn with the outright money line victory.
All right. Okay. All right.
Man, the way Coach Hurley has the Huskies playing, Gonzaga's always been that team. They should win a national. They can't get over the hump. To me, this is more of a pick'em game. I believe if you watch UConn's first two games, they started off slow, came back in the second half to win it. The game against Arkansas, they controlled that from start to finish. I'm going to roll with LeVar here, and I'm going to go with Gonzaga to pull this out. To make that three against UCLA the way they did and fight back, I'm going to take the Zags.
Yeah. All right, let's go. We got to go quick, too.
All right, we got San Diego State at Creighton, and then Creighton is favored by 2.
I'm going San Diego State.
I'm taking
San Diego State. They just beat who I thought was going to win it all in Alabama. I'm taking the Aztecs.
Yep. I'm taking Creighton. Go ahead.
All right, Miami and Texas. Texas by 4.
Texas, UT.
I'm going with Miami.
This guy.
Is that all of them? Yeah, there it is. We out.
That's so fast.
Yeah.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.